My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, I think a win steadies the ship, right? It doesn't say playoffs. Nobody's going to come on the radio tomorrow. I mean, somebody will come on the radio tomorrow, but nobody's saying it's going to come on the radio and say, playoffs, Super Bowl, NFC title game, right? It steadies the ship, sets the floor. And the floor will be, you know, probably 5-6 wins after this, right? It shows you can win a football game. You can develop and grow. If they lose, I think we're potentially going to need to have an honest discussion about whether this is a tank season or not. Because if you can't beat the New York Giants and Daniel Jones, who's, I just can't overemphasize how terrible he's been at football recently. If he can't win that game, I think we need to look hard in the mirror and say, is it time to trade anything that's tradable and reload for next year and grab a high draft pick and admit this is a two-year project? I'm not excited to have that conversation, but I think it's where we'd be.
In 1 hour, right here on Grant and Danny at 5:30, 60 minutes out, Dan Orlovsky, ESPN NFL analyst, former longtime NFL quarterback, joins the show. I want to talk to him about Jaden Daniels, the other rookies in week one, some of the struggles at the quarterback position, and the passing being down in the NFL, among the things we'll hit with him coming up in 1 hour at 5:30 on G&D. Taking you up to 6:15 tonight, you're locked into The Fan. Before we get to what we were planning on talking about here, which is, what will you be saying if the Commanders win? What will you be saying if they lose? That Michael Phillips cut just opened up to me what is a whole nother conversation.
Got you percolating a little bit. Mm-hmm.
It's got me thinking. Grab the back end of that answer for me, Darius. He basically suggests that if they lose, and I'm going to editorialize in an ugly way, if they lose a game where they look bad and the Giants look decidedly better, his point is we might need to have a conversation we don't want to have about how bad this team is, how long this season's going to be, and maybe how we need to view this season. Meaning, should they potentially trade John Allen and do the thing they did a year earlier with Chase Young and Montez Sweat where they go get draft picks? Should you kick the tires on some of these veterans on one-year deals as trade chips closer to the Halloween deadline? The NFL is becoming more and more a league where you see that type of planning. They're not using the word rebuild. They're saying recalibrate. Dan Quinn's talking about finding North. But the bottom line is if they lose to the Giants in week two, there's going to be a conversation you could have where you could say, it ain't time to find North. They don't know where North is. They got to stand up before they can start running North. And maybe they're further away from that than we think. The flip side of that, though, is obviously it's super early. You're overreacting. It's been 2 games and 8 quarters in an era where nobody takes the preseason seriously. And certainly this group didn't seem to care to use the preseason all that extensively. Allen and Payne, as an example, didn't even play a snap a lick in the preseason. Jaden Daniels only played in two of the games and barely played in those. So I think there are plenty of avenues to drive down in either direction. But again, listen to Phillips here. This was just a few minutes ago on the show.
I think we're potentially going to need to have an honest discussion about whether this is a tank season or not. Because if you can't beat the New York Giants and Daniel Jones, who's, I just can't overemphasize how terrible he's been at football recently. If he can't win that game, I think we need to look hard in the mirror and say, is it time to trade anything that's tradable and reload for next year and grab a high draft pick and admit this is a two-year project? I'm not excited to have that conversation, but I think it's where we'd be.
So this is a very simple question.
Mm-hmm.
Is that an overreaction? Is it unreasonable to say if they lose to the Giants and they're 0-2, we need to start having different discussions about this year?
Not for me, but it doesn't mean that they should trade all the players before week three. That's, I think, well,
sure.
Well, but I just want off that distinction. I think when people hear that, they're going to go, no, there's 15 games left. You talk about a rookie quarterback, and this is a new everything. The regime should be, you know, working for it. You should be better in November than you are here in September. The point is, for the rest of us, recalibrate your expectations. What we're talking about on the outside looking in, we need to go, this is not a take teams by surprise and they're a 10-11 win team like some crazy homers thought. This is not a, well, the division's down and the Eagles swoon last year wasn't a mirage and Dallas takes a step back. Maybe they could surprise some people. No. This is a bad roster that wasn't even constructed to compete. So take the parts that aren't going to be here and sell them off and try to build something for later. That is a reasonable conversation. Now, the only caveat would be we can evolve. But if the Giants win on Sunday and go on to actually be okay. Now, I don't see that. I think they're awful. I think they're picking top five. I think they're one of the two or three worst teams in the sport. But if they win and then go on to play well, we can recalibrate our feeling about how bad this week two loss is. Right? But right now, the Giants coming in, a lot of people thought, myself included, this is one of the worst teams in football. In week one, they played like it. If in week two they beat you and then go back to being terrible, you're going, we stink. We're the get-right game for the stinkiest team outside of Carolina in the NFL. What are we doing? What's the point of any of this? What's the point of any conversation about, can they go back and find a way to beat Cincinnati? Who gives a bleep if they do? They're in the pig pen with some of the worst teams in the NFL. This should be about the future. That conversation to me is very much on the table if you lose this weekend.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So maybe I'm not as in the same like dire bucket as you would be in that sense, or it sounds like Phillips would be ready to hop into. I think the teams that played badly in week one are being way undervalued right now, or just, and there are going to be a couple that are terrible, obviously, and maybe this is one of them. We don't know. But just generally, if you stink in week one,
that's fair.
The sky is falling all week. The Giants are not as bad as we think. The Commanders are not as bad as we think, probably. This is just generally how I view it. The teams look really good in week one and surprise you in week one. New England as an example, maybe Minnesota with Darnold getting off to a fast start. Generally, if you're stunned positively in week one, all of a sudden you're talking yourself into some things that a week ago, with a lot of data and information and an off-season's worth of content, you didn't think. And generally, if you wait a few weeks, everything kind of comes toward the middle a bit. The only way I would feel like, after just two games, that I need to completely change my eyeline on this season, and now I feel like this team stinks and is going to be one of the worst in the league, is if they have a clunker. Like, if they play a really bad game against the Giants. And I don't know what that turns into from a score standpoint, Danny. But let's say, like, 23-10 Giants. Or, similarly to the Bucs game, the fourth quarter is kind of a play-out-the-clock quarter. I don't see this as a possibility. It's hard for me to envision this. I'm betting against this. But if that were to happen, now I'll join you guys. Because I think to be able to start a year with two straight like that, and now that's all of the data. And it's not like it's nothing. I know it's only two games, mm-hmm. but it's 11% of your season. I mean, we're talking about 11% of the football season where you will have stunk at that point. But the fact is, I had them best case 1-1 through two. I thought there was a decent chance they could be 0-2 and that you're going to split with the Giants anyway. So now you win the one there. You said if they beat the Bengals, who cares? Not a who cares to me. That would be a really, really good road win in primetime. So I guess I'm going to be more dismissive of a loss in week two being some tell-all if they play a pretty good game and lose. But it's about the process, not the result for me. If they stink again and Daniel Jones looks like Mayfield did and Neighbors goes for a 147 or something and Devin Singletary, who averaged 3 yards a carry last week, runs for a 120, I'll come in here Monday and I'll be ready to say, let's buckle up. This is what four wins looks like.
So
they're going to be picking in the top five.
Let me phrase it slightly differently to get to the same place. To me, I don't think you can lose to the Giants without looking like crap. Like, I think you could lose to a good team and you go, hey, they were competitive. They played hard. This was close. This could have gone either way. A field goal by Siebert goes in or doesn't, whatever, right? If you are losing to a team that we all think is terrible, and maybe you don't. Maybe you don't think the Giants are terrible, but
I think they're bad. I don't think they're as bad as everybody's making it out to be after one game.
Fair enough. I think
they just played one of their, let's say, two worst games of the year. Remember last year as an example, I'll point to. They opened with the Cowboys and they lost, I think, 40-0. And Daniel Jones got sacked like 11 times.
Yes.
It was something ridiculous like that. The next week, they went out and had like a 28-point performance against Arizona or something. Remember that? Where it was just kind of like a...
I don't specifically, but I believe it.
I kind of view it more like that. Like, they just had a game that is going to be, when they look back and they go, what were our three worst games this year? One of them's the one they just played.
Mm-hmm. So the way I'm thinking of it is they're one of the few worst teams in football. And if you, I think that's a good conversation if you don't think they are. They won that game in Arizona, then I think lost four or five straight and finished, you know, with one of the worst records in the game. And two of their six wins were against Washington. So if that's the case, if that's what we're doing, to me, all other discussions are irrelevant. I don't mean Cincinnati beating them specifically matters or doesn't matter. I'm saying if you can't beat the Giants at home, when you should have the element of surprise, you should have they're not sure what you're going to do, and you've kind of got a good feel for them over the last several seasons. There's plenty of tape from Daniel Jones shoving it on you and you know what Brian Daboll likes to do and this defense, et cetera. This is a game that if you can't beat them, what's the point of any of this? I think it's the way a lot of fans are going to feel.
Okay. Yeah, I think they're a team that's basically what you are, and I don't view it as this early. It's just too early for me to have that energy.
Which I get.
So to speak.
Which I think is fair, by the way, because again, there's so much we don't know. And that's why I'm saying I offer the only window out, the only outlet for that is if the Giants go on to have a decent season and they're a 7-10 team instead of what I expect, which is one of the bottom feeders, then you go, oh, that's not terrible anymore.
Yeah, like, I don't think they're going to be 7-10 or have a decent season. I guess for me, the difference is I think Washington, with a brand new group and a new staff and a new quarterback, will just keep getting better, hopefully, as the year goes on. So like the team that plays the Giants this week, ideally, is not as good as the team that plays them, you know, in several weeks.
So remember what last year, for example, that Thursday night game, Now, it was terrible at the time, and it was brutal. But when Washington got their, you know, what's kicked by Chicago, that was a Chicago team that couldn't get right. They weren't very good. Well, they actually went on to demonstrate they weren't bad at all. So that loss looked a lot better in retrospect. Again, it doesn't look good because of how dominated they were. But at one point, you go, oh, my God, it's so embarrassing. You lost to the Lions. Well, actually, we now know the Lions are pretty decent. You know what I mean? Like, that kind of a phenomenon could happen. I leave the door open for that. But I think a lot of people are going to be really upset about their expectations and calibrations for this year. So I guess it's a long way of saying, I think a lot more conversations will be on the table, like Phillip said, than if they do lose that game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.